The Folly of the Sinner. Quote, "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God." Unquote. First point, the large number of fools. The Venerable John Avila would have divided the world into two prisons, one for the incredulous, the other for Christians who live in sin at a distance from God. The prison of the latter he would have called the prison of fools. But the greatest misery and misfortune is that these miserable men esteem themselves wise and prudent, though they are the most foolish and imprudent of mortals. And unfortunately, they are exceedingly numerous. The number of fools is infinite. Some are foolish through love of honors, some for the sake of pleasures, and others from attachment to the miserable goods of this earth. And great as their folly is, they have the temerity to call the saints fools, because they despise the goods of this life in order to gain eternal salvation and the possession of God, who is the true and supreme good. They deem it folly to embrace contempt and to pardon injuries, folly to abstain from sensual pleasures and to practice mortification, folly to renounce honors and riches, to love solitude and an humble and hidden life. But they never reflect that the Lord has called their wisdom folly. For, says the Apostle, the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. Ah, they will one day confess their folly. But when? When there will be no remedy for it. They will then say in despair, "We fools esteem their life madness and their end without honor." Ah, fools that we have been! We regarded the lives of the saints as folly. But now we know that we have been miserably foolish. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints. Behold how they have obtained a place among the happy number of the children of God, and have secured their lot among the saints, an eternal lot which will make them happy for eternity. And we are among the number of the slaves of the devil, condemned to burn in this pit of torments for all eternity. Therefore we have erred, thus they shall conclude their lamentation, from the way of truth, and the light of justice hath not shined unto us. Then we have erred by shutting our eyes to God's light. And what renders our condition still more forlorn is that for our error there is no remedy, and there will be none as long as God will be God. How great then the folly of sinners, who for a worthless gain, for a little smoke, for a transient delight, lose the grace of God. What would not a vassal do in order to gain the favor of his sovereign? O God, for a miserable gratification, to lose God, the supreme good, to lose paradise, to forfeit peace in this life by bringing into the soul the monster sin, which, by its remorse, will torture it unceasingly, and to condemn yourself voluntarily to everlasting woe. Would you indulge in that forbidden pleasure, if in punishment your hand was to be burned, or if you were to be shut up for a year in a grave? Would you commit that sin if, after consenting to it, you should forfeit 100 crowns? And still you believe and know that in yielding to sin you lose heaven and God, and that you are condemned to eternal fire. And after all, you transgress the divine law.